Johannes Debos is with us. He has served as the music director with the Canadian Opera Company for the last 15 years, and that was after decades of performances in the world's great opera houses. His international schedule continues. He most recently conducted the COC's productions of Fidelio, Don Giovanni, and The Cunning Little Vixen. He will conduct Faust, La Reine Garçon, and Vatsek in the company's 2024-25 season. In 2021, Johannes co-founded the Big Lake Festival in Prince Edward County. The annual summer event showcases music that bridges the past and the present, originating from various countries and influenced by a diverse range of cultures from around the world. This year's festival lineup for August is available to you at Big Lake. BigLakeArts.com. The bulk of the events running August 23rd through the 31st in PEC. Now, have a look at the concerts here. The Festival Opener, The Evolution of Piano, The Carn Davidson Nine, A Beethoven Marathon, The Chewy Brothers with their violins, then Louis Lurtie performing Chopin, A Candlelight Concert, A Fiddle Extravaganza, The Carnival of the Animals, and a closing opera presentation. Again, BigLakeArts.com for tickets. Johannes Debos, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you, Mike.
Great to see you again. Tell us about your love of PEC and the creation of this festival some years ago.
My connection with PEC, that happened a decade or so ago.
Okay. Needed a respite from the city, maybe.
Well, everyone seems to gravitate to some part northwest or east of the city. Very close friends of my spouse, Alyssa, they lived in Wellington. We would occasionally go there to visit them. One day they would say, you know, such a beautiful place, Wellington. There's only one thing missing, live concerts.
Right.
Which was not entirely true because there was always, you know, something going on.
I've been many times. There's a rich culture of acoustic music and so on there.
Exactly.
And people playing at wineries and so on. But...
Exactly.
We maybe needed something bigger.
Maybe the emphasis on classical music was not yet so strong, except for the Prince Edward County Summer Music Festival in September. It was an idea they presented to us, and they asked if we would be interested in creating something together. Mm-hmm. And so we started. That was in 2018. It was kind of a prototype. We did that for 2 years.
Right.
It was called Wellington Water Week. Then came COVID, and we had to pull the brakes. We rebranded, and that was the birth of Big Lake. In 2021, fortunately, in that period, end of August, that's when the festival usually happens, the government was willing to allow us to perform live again in outdoor settings.
Right.
So we needed to find outdoor settings that would allow us to do so. And we reached out to the community out there, to the many businesses out there, the wineries, the all kinds of barns, all kinds of open-air settings,
sure.
If you wish. And in a way, that started to define what we're doing now, because we're always trying to find locations, venues that...
Can be surprising, maybe.
Can be surprising.
Sure.
Can add an extra value, I would say, to... Can we call it a multi-sensual, sensoric experience?
I was
thinking,
I mean, just it becomes a character within the concert itself, that setting, that ambience.
Absolutely. Yeah. And of course, we would try to cater towards the venue, what kind of concert, what type of concert might fit to that.
Let me ask you about evolution, because that is your theme this year. And so for you, what does that mean?
I mean, first of all, it's something that we all as human beings, as organic life experience, that's the changes that happen in our lives in the macrocosmic and microcosmic perspective. We were talking about the genesis of the festival. Of course, it also kind of makes us reflect on our own evolution, where we started and how this wonderful enterprise has grown, has blossomed, and is now... I believe a bit of a fixture out there, hopefully also beyond the confines of Prince Edward County. We also, during the festival, will look into evolution of musical instruments, for example, in the opening concert. We have Ilya Politaev coming, and Ilya is an incredible artist with the unique talent that he not only plays the grand piano, but he's also equally versed on playing the harpsichord, two keyboard instruments. And you might think, oh, this is very much the same, but it's not at all.
Right.
So that will be interesting to explore. We will explore For example, the evolution within a composer's life by playing all the Beethoven violin sonatas. That's what we call, rightly so, a Beethoven marathon, because it goes from the morning into the evening hours.
Unbelievable.
And
wow.
That would be really fantastic.
You're going to have some players with stamina for those ones.
Well, we have a number of players who
sure
share the duties,
but
which also, I think, will add to the excitement of such a project that you have a composer of that magnitude. And of course, every artist has maybe a slightly different approach, a different view on that composer. And I think that will just add massive value to it. And then at the very end of our festival calendar, our CBC Ensemble Studio will come out. And in a way, you have the youth, so to speak, the ones that are at the brink of starting their careers, and you have maybe more seasoned artists within the festival. Also, an idea of evolution.
Absolutely.
You know, how do we evolve as artists ourselves?
I love it. It is the Big Lake Festival in Prince Edward County, August 23rd through the 31st in PEC. BigLakeArts.com. Johannes Debos is with us, the co-founder, of course, music director with the COC. You mentioned a couple of the concerts, but I have to say Louis Lortie is a nice get. I mean, for you, you must have a relationship there, and nice to have him in a location like that, and others as well.
Yeah, it's funny how those kind of things come together. Louis, we know for quite some time, and Alyssa is friends with him for many years. I met him then through Alyssa. I also performed with Louis, and anyway, we have a wonderful friendship. And so we were able to reach out to him and to ask him if he is interested.
A Night of Chopin with Louis Lortie. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's just, you know, we could have that right here in downtown Toronto.
Absolutely. And we also have this wonderful concert where Louis and Ilya play together, piano four hands, but also on two pianos, which brings me to another aspect. We received so much support from so many people out there in the county. The community is really on board. There's super excited and supportive, but we also gained so much support from others. Since I mentioned the two pianos, Michael Remini and the Remini House of Music are their greatest supporters of our festival since the beginning.
You need piano supporters, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and they will ship two wonderful instruments to Wellington, which we will then bring to life.
And the Chewy Brothers, we hear about all the time, really.
Oh, yeah.
A happening ensemble right now. So
yeah, that's another, I would say, another catch.
Yeah, totally.
It's really great.
Again, have a look at all the different concert events. Make the trip to PEC if you're nearby. Certainly pick up a couple of the concerts. BigLakeArts.com, and Johannes Debos is with us. I'll quickly check in on COC. We're not that far away from another season, hard to believe.
That's right.
Faust, Vacek, The Rennes Garçon, and if I have that right, Cavalleria Rusticana as well, part of your repertoire this year. And so I'm looking at that, and we had Yannick Nizis again here not that long ago, and the two of you are in these big cities, and you have these decisions to make about what you're going to conduct. You have wonderful guest conductors here in Toronto, but I look at that roster and I think, okay, here's somebody who wants to kind of flex muscles beyond the Puccinis and the Mozarts, and right? Is that, have I guessed that correctly?
Yeah, I think that describes it quite well.
Yeah.
I would say I'm an omnivore.
Right, sure.
When it comes to repertoire, I'm still very curious about the many different aspects of opera and classical music that we can perform, and the different repertoire that exists. Of course, it's also good, on the other hand, to find out for yourself. Every artist, I think, does it and should do it. What suits you, what doesn't suit you. But I believe that the three operas that I will conduct next season, or four, sorry, they suit me. I have a very close connection, for example, to Faust, which I did many years ago in various productions.
Charles Gounod, right?
Gounod.
The French
yeah. It's not Berlioz, it's Gounod.
Yeah.
Faust, La Reine Garçon, I always had a great interest in contemporary music. And here's a piece by a contemporary Canadian composer, Julien Bilodeau.
Important to have that in the repertoire for the season.
Yeah, I think so. And it's a very exciting piece. Montreal just did the world creation of the piece last winter. And so we will give this opera a second chance. It's the same production as Montreal, but with our orchestra and chorus, myself on the podium. And then, of course, Vacek, sort of a classic from the Austro-German repertoire, a piece that I feel might uncannily connect with our times. It will surely give us a lot of things to reflect upon. It's a piece, even if people might not know it that well, that just hits you directly, because Alban Berg, the composer, knew about the way to tell a story through music on an emotional level.
Right.
That is absolutely compelling and strong. And then we have Cavalleria, which, funnily enough, was one of the very first operas that I encountered sort of my professional life. That's, some people would say that's a bit like Godfather atmosphere. You know, we're in Sicily, and of course in Godfather 3, there's the
intermezzo,
quote, and we are in the opera house, and they play that opera, so there's a bit of a connection. But it's a piece...
Beloved
yeah. and full of this kind of operatic fire and glow, right?
It's a great looking season. I'm excited to hear your passion around those specific pieces. I mean, you just mentioned reflection. Let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, at the end of the last season, there was plenty of ink spilt about where things were kind of at with the COC. You're in a leadership situation at the top. I mean, where are you in all that? Where are you reflecting as you look forward with the COC?
Yeah, we are opening a new chapter, and we're moving forward with that. And we always wanted to bring the highest quality of opera to that stage. Mm-hmm. And that's still our mission. And I think we will all try our best to do that for the many audiences we reach here in Toronto and outside of Toronto.
I think it's a great tease for Vatsek, too. I think people should get their tickets, because I like your passion around that piece.
And it's a production by William Kentridge, the great South African artist. It's a very, very special, maybe once-in-a-lifetime experience you can make.
I love it. COC.ca there. But of course, the Big Lake Festival getting underway in the days to come in Prince Edward County, August 23rd through the 31st in PEC, biglakearts.com. And Johannes DeVos, it's been great to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark.